You're listening to DraftKings Network.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers. The trusted choice recommended by leading experts, with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz Podcast.
Hello, I'm forced to do videos now. I am on my way to Tampa for the next 4.5 hours.
Good energy.
It's going to be a fun one, so I'm looking forward to this. You're welcome, bros.
Hi, guys. Heading out for game 4, leaving Casa Dwork, heading up to Tampa to see if the Panthers can pull off this sweep. We'll be meeting with Belly up at Amalie Arena and see what we can cook up for this.
All right, we are outside of Amalie Arena. We are going to ask some of these fans some hockey trivia questions to see if they actually know the sport, Dave.
We'll see if they know their stuff. We got some good stuff. We'll see if they're true fans.
Yes, because we barely know our stuff, so maybe we'll learn something. Can you guys name an original 6 NHL team?
Oh, Boston. Toronto.
Montreal.
Don't help her.
Oh, Montreal.
Oh, wow. There you go. All right. It's an individual contest.
Joseph, do you know what year the Lightning won their first Stanley Cup?
I'm not sure. Sometime in the 2000s.
Yeah, 2004.
Nice little range there.
Not bad at all. Who was in goal for the first win in Lightning history?
It was not Pupa. It was before Pupa.
It was not Pupa. It was Wendell Young.
Oh, man, I wouldn't have got that in a million years.
Panthers fans, now for some quick Panthers trivia before going inside. It's for the Dan Levitard.
Do you guys know the lady goaltender that played for the Tampa Bay Lightning in a preseason game in the 90s?
I don't remember.
You don't know?
I know she did.
Yeah, I don't remember her name.
Shelby is not her name, no. Manon Rayon, that's her name. What year did the Florida Panthers reach the Stanley Cup final the first time?
1996.
That's pretty simple. And who was the goaltender in that series for Florida?
It's in the tip of my tongue.
It's a long name to have it on the tip of your tongue.
I know.
His nickname is the same as a insect that flies.
Oh, Beezer, yeah.
Oh, what's his name?
Yeah, Beezer, Van Beezer.
There you go. Beezer McKillicuddy, yeah.
Do you know who scored the first goal in Tampa Bay Lightning history?
We're the worst. Ruslan Fedotenko.
Who was the very first Florida Panthers draft pick?
I'll guess Van Breesbrook.
No, it's a good guess. And who was the first Florida Panthers captain?
That one I don't know.
How old are you?
35.
And you don't know that? You should know these things.
I was 10 years old when that happened.
Okay, fine.
What year did the Lightning win their first Stanley Cup?
2003.
2004.
Oh, it was a good season.
Okay, 03, 04, okay.
We'll give half credit. Former Lightning goalie was nicknamed the Boulin Wall.
Javi Boulin.
Javi Boulin. Okay. Very good.
If you guys are wrong, then I can't be that wrong.
Well, I was half right. Well, I was half right. Well, so are you. You're half right. We're both half right. That makes one. That makes one home.
Who scored the first goal in Lightning history?
Oh, boy. Kontos?
Yes. Yes. Chris Kontos.
I wanted to say Dingman. I'm like, nah, can't be Dingman.
Well, who was John Van Beesbrook's backup goaltender?
Oh, I don't know. Guys, you said you were asking me simple questions.
Right. I mean, it's pretty simple. I mean,
what's like
for the 96
the last 5 years,
for the 96 man. Stanley Cup run?
Guys, I was born in 96.
Oh, we got a problem then.
Act of kindness. And you did nothing.
Hey, I love baseball. And I somewhat like kids.
All right, we're back. We just did trivia with some fans who made us feel kind of dumb that they didn't seem to know more than we did. But
Bob Niedermeyer, everybody.
Brian Strudland. Big names here. And now we're going to head inside to the arena, see game four. Maybe see a sweep. I don't know. What do you think, Jason?
Chris Walls.
100%
sweep. Who?
Chris Walls.
We don't talk about that trade. Mm-hmm. We don't talk about the trade.
Man, that's going to be rough, man. Snuff that out. Oh. That's not interference.
Well, that sucked.
Yeah, that sucked really bad.
The puck was around.
It was around. You know what they didn't do was they didn't play that let's get down to business song.
Oh, you're right. All right. Actually, a fan up there with some brass.
Ooh. Oh, my gosh. Well, that sucks. I said that it sucked in the first period. It sucked in the third period. The second period didn't suck. And there goes the light.
Do you guys have a better nickname for a goalie ever than the Boulin Wall?
It's
for
pretty
Javi
good.
Boulin. I don't know that you're going to be able to do better.
What was Dominator?
The insect answer? What was that one,
Chris? Beesbrook. It's a terrible clue.
It's a terrible clue.
Like a truly terrible clue. Like an uncommonly bad clue.
Not a good look for Panthers fans there.
What was a good look, though, was a turnout. There were a lot of Panthers fans.
Yeah.
And I guess there were a lot of tickets available on Game Time. Wow. Download the Game Time app and create an account and use code Dan. I'm sure a lot of people in that barn use code Dan and got $20 off their first purchase. Terms apply. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. We pulled up the Game Time app to see the mistake that we made on the primary market because a lot of Tampa Bay Lightning fans were trying to get rid of their tickets via Game Time. And we opened up the app and we could turn to our left and turn to our right and see the entire peripheral vision of the seat that we were looking at. The get-in price was all up front, all those fees up front, no surprises. Thank you so much, Game Time. Promo code DAN.
Martin Brodeur's nickname is Satan's Wallpaper.
Yeah.
That's an incredible
it's
nickname.
Pretty good. Yeah.
You're not going to believe what I'm about to break right here.
What?
The mummified CBS football pregame show. Again, Angela Lansbury demo. We talk a lot about how CBS is going for 70-year-olds. They're trying to capture 70-year-olds. That show is about to change, the NFL pregame show on CBS. Out are Phil Simms and Boomer Esiason. In is Matt Ryan.
Matty Ice. A younger Boomer Esiason and Chris Simms. How about
That's
that?
That's how they get younger.
Phil Simms.
Or Phil Simms. Yeah. Yes. That's a fun.
Phil Simms. That's right. So go ahead and put your money in there.
How about Rolly the goalie?
Not as good as the Boulin Wall. Rolling the goalie.
But Bill Cowher's safe, right? That's all I care
Bill Cowher is still there.
I knew that velvet suit was going to keep him on.
But J.J. Watt is also a part of that pregame show. So those two are out, and they replaced him with Matt Ryan and J.J. Watt.
For the Coyotes' last game, they had a beat writer that had been covering them basically the entirety of the time that they've been in Arizona, and he revealed that Javi Boulin during the intermissions would just rip cigs. Just totally be a chimney during the intermissions.
Cujo is pretty good.
Dan, can I do a little fan engagement here?
Before we move on to the next topic, Clone Cartel tweets in, "Hey Chris, can I get the Titans day two grade?" Sure. Day two, Titans got a B plus.
Wow. But they get day three.
A B plus.
And overall?
A minus.
Wow.
They must have had a good day one grade.
Yeah, A day one.
Those Tesla coils that they have at the Tampa Bay Arena, frightening. It's actual lightning that they create in that building.
Seems reckless.
It really does not seem safe.
Speaking of reckless, it is being reported now, Stugatz, that Tyreek Hill has 10 children, four of them in the last year. 10 children, four of them in the last year. And in my history covering sports in this market, I would say that there are very few players I have ever covered, Stugatz, who have an amount of reported recklessness around them that makes me wonder if we know this many things about how reckless your life is, how many things do we not know about how reckless your life is? It does not stand to reason that all the stuff that would give off recklessness, immaturity, or a life out of control, all of it ends up on one player with the Dolphins more than any other, and he came here super restricted by Kansas City. He has not been restricted here. He speaks freely as a star of the team, and the list of items that he has that is weird, Stugatz, like a woman breaking her leg in his backyard playing football, house catching on fire, divorce papers that are filed that he denies that he's getting divorced.
Assault with a moving company.
Yeah, assault allegations. It kind of feels not as serious because there wasn't a reported firearm, but it kind of feels like when John Morant was going through it a little bit.
Oh, but there's more here. There's,
yeah, no, in terms of volume, you can judge like the actual crime in question. I use crime.
But Mike, Dan is saying we're just finding out the stuff that's been reported.
That's the way that I talk about
it.
It's
the reason there's more.
It's my same takeaway, and I don't know how to talk about this because I am judging it as someone that doesn't live his life exactly that way, that it does feel to me reckless and right up to the line of being really erratic and bizarre just from what's reported, and I don't know how the Miami Dolphins actually have handled this. Do they have a responsibility to?
I asked you, this is tough to handle when you're taking on a reckless home life. But I asked you when I came in here one day, I think Tyreek Hill was playing on one of these gamer channels. And I was wondering if it was AI or real when he is saying before all of these reports that if he weren't a football player, he'd like to be a porn star. Right. And I'm juxtaposing that against the way that Max and Hard Knocks sort of presented him to the public, which is not this. Like, it's the opposite. The way that he was presented on Hard Knocks to the public was the very opposite of reckless. It's in front of a computer in his living room about to get married with his wife, going over their finances.
Budgeting, yes.
And when I see the number of things here, Stugatz, the number of things, if I tell you a team had all of these things, not a player, a team, you'd be like, that's a lot of stuff. To have one player come down here in search of stardom, Stugatz, and in search of the temptations that Miami offers, because it's different than Kansas City. It's like a lot different what you might be able to get into if you're seeking stardom and then taking advantage of all the things that come with stardom in Miami.
It's amazing that he found stardom regardless. With all this stuff swirling around him, he has still found stardom only in Miami, Dan.
Howdy, folks. It's Mike Ryan. And as you know, you're probably a sports fan. You know it's playoff time. And you probably have a team that you want to root on. And maybe you're like me and you're not a season ticket holder, so you miss the first crack at getting tickets. So what do? You check the secondary market. Well, let me tell you about my best friend in that secondary market, because I've tried them all, and no one's as good as Game Time, the only ticketing app that gives you complete peace of mind with your purchase. You get to see the view from your seat on your phone before you buy the tickets. All-in pricing shows your total cost up front, so there are no surprises. Buy tickets in seconds with just two taps. I'm telling you, folks, this is a personal endorsement from me. I was using Game Time long before they joined us, and I'm so happy they're with us, so I can preach the good word Trust me, folks. Game Time. That is what you need. Take the guesswork out of buying NBA tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code DAN for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code DAN for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price, guaranteed.
The Dan Le Batard Show with Stu Gatz is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors, big and small. When we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Keeping things bottled up can feel like carrying a weight that gets heavier with time. Whether it's talking to a trusted friend, journaling, or seeking professional help, finding ways to let out your thoughts and feelings can bring relief and help you navigate challenges more effectively. Remember, it's okay to reach out for help when you need it. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/DLB today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DLB.
Dan Le Batard.
Our Panther group chat, we're confident against the Lightning. This is a different team.
Yeah. You're a Panther group chat, though.
No, but dude, you're so wrong on that. We've been terrified of this team forever, and I think there's a different energy where the Panthers, they want the Lightning.
Stugatz.
I want T-shirts made for this Panther run. What could be this Panther run? Our Panther group chat, we're not afraid of the Lightning.
That's a tagline for World RAR 3.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz. It is time for Stugatz to share his game notes. No one in the media will tell you what happened better than my boy Stu.
Weekend observations brought to you by Miller Lite. Great taste, just 96 calories, available for delivery. Dan, he's the gift that keeps on giving. 0 for his last two super teams, 1 playoff series win in his last two seasons, 6-9 in his last 15 playoff games, including his masterclass performance this past week, where he got owned by the Minnesota Timberwolves. And Dan, just like that, make no mistake about it, Kevin Durant is back.
A lot of failed big threes in his resume.
Yeah.
He's got one in OKC, one in Brooklyn, and one in Phoenix now. He was on one that worked pretty well. And
not
just,
because of him, though.
And he, well,
they were good before he got there.
But he just decided to willingly leave that one.
Mm-hmm.
Just a very curious career upon reflection.
That's a record number of failed big threes. Chris Whittingham got it right when he said if you played a bunch of different computer simulations of how Kevin Durant could have made choices in his career, he's made the worst ones on what he could have done with being one of the best scorers ever.
You guys are coming around. Took you long enough.
Nobody's taking championships away from him. You're the only one doing that.
Stugatzbook.com. Check it out. Big announcement tomorrow, by the way. Big announcement.
We made it on Thursday.
Well, got another one tomorrow, Dano.
I think it's the same one.
At one point over the weekend, I had 7 teams winning the draft at the same time. Draft week, Dano. The only thing better than playoff hockey is playoff overtime hockey. An extra session. You know why the Knicks beat the Sixers, Dan? They wanted it more.
Oh, really?
Yes. Craig Kimbrell, 2 blown saves this weekend. Always something with that guy. Death, taxes, and the Eagles and Ravens winning the NFL draft. Every year.
They're pretty good at it.
Bradley Beal, blah, blah, blah. Devin Booker, blah, blah, blah. Kevin Durant, blah, blah, blah. LeBron James, good luck staving off elimination. Dan.
I feel like that's insincere from you, that you're not actually wishing.
I wish him luck.
I don't think you are wishing.
Whenever someone faces elimination, Dan, I wish them luck. I do. I know it's an odd thing for me to do, but you're staving off something.
Yes. Do you stave off anything other than elimination?
I don't know.
Is there anything? Do you uncork anything other than a wild pitch and a wine bottle?
Hmm. Dan, you know what the B in Jalen Brunson stands for?
Balls.
Big, gigantic balls. You got it. Jordan Travis, drafted in the fourth round by the New York Jets. Poor kid. Just can't catch a break. Cody Zeller is a Pelican. Kawhi Leonard, the rare career where two rings and two finals MVPs doesn't seem like enough.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Left some on the table.
You think?
I do.
They've won both the games he hasn't played. They've lost both the games he has played.
Hmm.
He played 65 games this year.
Right.
He played a bunch of games. They just weren't the last 3 weeks of the season.
So they're 2-0 in the playoffs without him and 0-2 with him?
That's correct.
Are the Clippers better without him?
So far they have been this season, this postseason. And he's been bad because he's hurt. He's got a lot of swelling in his knee. And it's weird because they can't win the championship without him, but they can't win it with him either because he's got to be healthy. They need him to be healthy.
Knicks fans taking over the Wells Fargo Center. I never want to hear how good a sports town Philadelphia is ever again. You know what the P in Philadelphia stands for, Dano? Pathetic. Embiid's right. It's the only thing he's right about. That cannot happen. Philly fans, you can't let that happen.
It's pretty bad.
Yeah. After the Knicks take this series, they should take the Rocky statue with them. Imagine that thing in front of the Madison Square Garden. Imagine it. The Mecca.
You know they moved it?
The Garden?
No. Yeah, they moved it to Philadelphia. They moved the Rocky statue.
Why? Where?
It's like, no longer at the top of the steps. Normally, people would run up the top of the steps and do the Rocky thing with Rocky up there. They moved it off to the side. You don't actually have to run up the steps. Bottom. By the way, steps, not at all hard to run up.
Is it a liability issue? Did they give an explanation as to why they moved that statue?
I'm not sure. No good explanation that I heard when I was
replacing it with Kelsey? Have you run those stairs?
Yeah.
Pretty easy.
Yeah, pretty easy. Yeah. Surprising. Disappointing. Mm-hmm. I wanted her to feel it in my chest.
Wow. Good acting from Sly, making it seem like those were hard to run.
I mean, when you consider he probably took 17 takes. Yeah. I guess it's a little harder.
Cavs Magic. We're waiting.
I don't know. I actually watched some of that game, and the Cavs were so bad in that third quarter. They scored 10 points in the third quarter. Their bench had like 4 points the entire game. They were so bad.
You could tell me anything is happening in the Cavs Magic series, and I would believe you.
If a tree falls in the forest, but it falls while it's on NBA TV.
Nobody loves a first quarter more than Tom Thibodeau. Thibs. He gets right after you. He does. He wastes no time. First quarter is as important as the fourth quarter to Thibs. Perhaps more important. He tries to kill you and kill you early. I mean, he does. That guy.
Billy, that was a Jessica yawn in the middle. A disrespectful Jessica yawn.
No, he's
tired.
In the middle of
draft week.
A little under the weather.
You're
not tired
from
got
Thursday.
Got the sniffles. It's that time of season.
Mm-hmm. It is. I have him too. Mm-hmm. Candace Parker retiring after 16 seasons as a 3-time WNBA champion and 2-time NCAA champion. In my personal record book, Candace Parker is the real CP3. Stugatzbook.com. Here come the Phillies. Who would have thought having that leg injury would end up being the second worst thing on the resume of Jordan Travis? Where was Travis projected to go before the draft? Like, had he not had that leg injury, was he a first or second round pick?
It's hard to believe those preseason mock drafts. There are a couple preseason mock draft first rounders that are UDFAs now.
The only mock draft you can believe is Greg Cody's.
Yes.
If you want to know why Greg Cody has a horribly swollen shut right eye and a giant bruise on his forehead, Greg Cody Show featuring Greg Cody, wherever it is you get your podcast.
Fine. Colts GM Chris Ballard cursing about anonymous sources and then saying, I apologize for the language. I don't, but I do. Chris Ballard, the Stugatz is strong in you. Down 3-0 in the series to the Hurricanes, You know what the Islanders did on Saturday by winning, Dano?
Staved off elimination.
They live to see another day. Good guess, though.
Okay, yeah. I thought you were going to do the thread throughout.
I know.
Yeah, that's why you're unpredictable.
Yes. Looking back at the show last week, it's embarrassing. We did a parade of gas bags for the Heat not getting swept. Those things used to mean something. Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong.
Jermaine Trotter Jr. is an Eagle. Joey Porter Jr. is a Steeler.
So Jeremiah Trotter.
Sorry, like fathers, like sons.
Why did you make your...
I have no idea.
Let me see your sheet of paper. Let me see if you read...
I wrote it, Jermaine. I did. I wrote it that way. Here, I mean, you want to double check?
No, that's okay. But you wrote it as Jermaine instead of Jeremiah?
I already know what I did, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is that another fine? You owe money from before on your fine that you haven't paid.
Jordan Travis, being a top 10 quarterback in the NFL,
Jessica,
7 years from now.
This is your money, Jessica.
For a team not named the Jets, collision course. How much do I owe?
You've been fined That's twice picky. During the show today. You've been we'll fined, see. So it's at least $2.
Well, here's $5. That should cover the rest.
I see you got a $2 bill there.
I do. Yeah,
Jessica would hold like
it on to that. Yeah, no, I'm not giving that up. Crazy.
I saw that there's a $1 bill that there was like a printing error that's worth $150,000. If you look, it's like a 2013 series because they printed them all with the exact same serial number.
Hmm.
So if you have $1 bills from 2013, look it up, people. You may be rich.
Yeah. David Tepper knocking off a restaurant manager's hat because the sign outside made fun of him. One might say he had a Tepper tantrum.
He didn't knock off the hat. He just took the hat off the guy.
Barry Jackson questioning if a baseball team is actually valuable to have in a city. I don't know about you, Dan, but I love spicy Barry. I do.
So do I.
Mm-hmm.
I got a stat of the day I'm not going to be able to do here about taxpayer-funded stadiums I think you guys are going to like.
Sixer fans, take it easy on your team. You're going up against a generational talent with Joel Embiid. I like that.
You liked your own joke?
Can't believe I'm saying this, but one of the safest bets in sports right now is betting against the Astros. Uncommon for a Dusty Baker-led team to be this bad.
I still don't know who the manager of the Astros is.
I dare you to name the coach of the Oklahoma City Thunder. I dare anyone. Dan, don't know if you saw Greg Cody's eye. Well, you did because we showed it earlier. But guessing there's not going to be a back in my day this week. Maintenance week. The Steelers bolster their offensive line with their first two picks. You know why? Because they are the Steelers.
Scott Brooks.
Is it? Kirk Cousins saying he's stunned and upset that the Falcons would select a quarterback in the first round of the draft. You're getting paid $180 million. Do me a favor. Shut up. You agree?
I don't generally tell people to shut up.
Hmm. 10 of 24 from the field. 1 of 5 from 3. If someone else tells me that Luka Doncic is the best Maverick of all time, I'm going to punch them in the face. Top 5 Mavericks of all time.
Oh, wow.
Number 5, Maverick Carter.
Oh, I know where this is going.
Number 4, Deshaun Stevenson. Number 3, Dirk. Number 2, J.J. Barea. Number 1, Pete Mitchell.
Maverick from Top Gun.
Yeah. You got a better one?
No.
Thank you.
Did you see Luka says he's upset that he's letting down Kyrie?
What?
Kyrie's been great for them.
Oh, no.
Really regret
Enough
all
of both
my
of them.
Kyrie. Well, not all of them.
Learning from Aaron Rodgers used to be a good thing. Where was it?
That was funny.
DJ Moore, Keenan Allen, Rome Odunze, Caleb Williams. Not even the Bears can fuck this up.
You don't think so?
No.
That stat of the day I have is about the Bears.
Really?
Yeah.
Dan, I'm calling it now. Before he holds his first professional clipboard, Sam Hartman will go down as the best-looking backup quarterback of all time. The Commanders telecast should have a Hartman cam. A little box so we could just look at Sam. One would call it a Sam cam. You like that?
I thought you were going to go something heart-related because it was a kiss cam, but yes, the rhyming.
A Sam cam.
Yeah, it makes it better.
Heart cam?
I mean. Yeah.
Death, taxes, and no timetable for Kawhi Leonard's return. Does the guy ever play? I'm tired of him.
He did play a lot this year.
Yeah, he did? How'd that work out?
They're in the playoffs as a four seed.
About to lose again.
Are they?
I mean, if they win, it's not because of him.
Okay, but are you sure they're going to lose?
Yes, I'm sure they're going to lose, yeah.
Are you?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Why, you think they're going to win? You don't think Luka's going to be able to pull that out without Kawhi there?
They have a game seven.
If he does it, he's going to get it.
They have a game seven at home, and I've thought that that's a championship-worthy team. It's not without Kawhi, but I think they're championship-worthy if he's healthy.
When's Kawhi coming back?
It's an excellent question.
Thank you. Hey, Russell Westbrook, we get it. You are not to be trifled with. Enough. It was fine when you were good. You were winning the MVP, but enough. Enough. Stash this away in the Something to Ponder file. If the Sixers offered Joel Embiid straight up for Jalen Brunson, do the Knicks say yes? No need to discuss now. Just stash it away for a rainy day. Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs traded up to get Xavier Worthy from Texas. He has a 4-2-1 40 time, Dan. You know what the W in Worthy stands for?
I do not.
Won the draft. To the person who came up with What a Pro Wants commercial, go straight to hell. Speaking of hell, Art Briles. Dan, those are the weekend observations.
Oh my gosh. Folks, gather around. Everyone gather around. Listen to these words. The NBA playoffs are heating up and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. With same game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more, don't miss out as the NBA postseason winds down. And if you're new to DraftKings, you gotta check this out. New customers, listen to me. You bet just $5 to get 150 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use code DAN. That's code DAN for new customers. And you get 150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. That's insane. Only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Don Levitard.
Where the motherfucker Ruiz at? Bring his ass on here.
Where's the motherfucker Ruiz is a great question.
Stugatz.
Running, huh? He running today, huh? I'm ready.
This is the Don Levitard Show with the Stugatz. Start of the day, start of the day. It is the start of the day. Start of the day, start of the day. It is the start of the day. Start of the day, start of the day. It is the start of the day. Start of the day, start of the day. It is the start of the day.
Stugatz, Virginia Hallis, who owns the Chicago Bears, the Hallis family name, one of the great football names. She wants $5 billion financed until 2064 for a new stadium. You want to guess what her grandfather bought the Chicago Bears for?
Sure.
She wants $5 billion financed through 2064 with taxpayer dollars for a new stadium.
I'll say $250
million. $20,000.
$100.
What?
A fine guess by you, Jessica. A fine guess.
Thanks, Biden.
Would you ever give a 101-year-old a $5 billion loan or financing? Seems not like what you should be doing. I don't think she's going to... I mean, hopefully I'm wrong.
I don't think it's going in her personal bank account.
I don't think she's going to get to 145.
Dan, Virginia Hallis McCaskey. They're known as the McCaskeys now. Ooh, but George Hallis, yeah. Yes, the patriarch of the Chicago Bears.
A-minus for the Bears.
Wow, which day? That's overall. A day two grade.
Yeah, day two, A-minus. Day one, A.
Tough day three.
Day three, B-minus.
Bit of a dip. Oof.
Wow. I never got to my biggest story from the weekend. Candace Parker retiring. Stugatz mentioned it.
Yeah. CP3.
A champion.
Yeah.
The real CP3.
Since we're talking about the Bears, she's from not my hometown, but like next to my hometown. And growing up in the Chicago suburbs, in the Chicagoland area, Candace Parker was the biggest deal in basketball since Michael Jordan. And she still is. She brought the Sky a championship. But she was dunking in high school and at Tennessee and in WNBA. And I remember like the local newspapers in my hometown, she would be on the cover of the sports section all the time as a high school player because she was so good and so dominant. So shout out to Candace Parker. She probably will own a WNBA team one day.
I would assume that she would rank on any short list of the best players in the sports history, whether you go top five or top 10. My guess is she would be in there somewhere in terms of accolades, credentials, name association with the sport. And I would say that, you know, when you get the Taurasis of the world retiring, we are now in an age where what you have retiring is not merely champions, but people that you can salute as pioneers as they leave because they're responsible for building it during a time that was a lot less fun than the one that we're presently in for a lot of different reasons.
Was she on your list, Stugatz?
I think she was, yes. Mm. Number four, I believe. Okay. I'll check.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you'll get on that?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Something happened over the weekend that'll change America's true national pastime forevermore, and it went underreported.
Huh.
Change the way that the sport will look forever. Are you guys familiar with Guardian caps? We have one on the screen that we're pulling up right now. These are essentially big old helmet sleeves that go over your traditional football shell, and it's quantifiable. It
looks like a Lego.
Yeah, it's an awkward, compared to what the helmet usually looks like, it looks a bit awkward. You often see these in mini camps and walkthroughs and whatnot. They do reduce head traumas in terms of collision. It helps you by 10% if both players are wearing these Guardian helmets. It actually helps head injuries by 20%, which is a big deal when we're talking about the brain health of these players. Well, they look silly, and they have good data and practices. So the NFL, quietly, I would say, has made these legal. I have a bunch of questions. Are they all going to look like that? Are we covering logos?
They said they want to put logos on the caps, I read. That's gonna be the plan.
I would make sure my entire defensive line is wearing this. Even if they don't want to, I would force them to wear this. Because you're closing some of the windows for some of the quarterbacks, it makes it a little bit more difficult to go over the line. If I'm a cornerback, and the further away you get from the ball, the more stylish the players want to get. But if I'm a corner and I want to face guard a wide receiver, imagine that big old helmet blocking your view of the ball there. I do think it's really going to change the game somewhat for the better in terms of the health of the players. But aesthetically, this is going to be tough for fans to wrap their heads around, no pun intended.
And you're saying they're going to put logos on those things because they can't have everyone looking like that, Stugatz, and hide their marketing arm. Health comes after marketing, and you have to make sure that you market correctly. But that's going to look weird.
That's what, well, the press release I saw said that it would have, they would put logos on them, but it's not like they're mandated for players to wear. It's just become an option. Yeah. I think the way players wear like those neck thingies that are supposed to like increase blood flow, I don't know what they're called, but they're, that was
the
also
woodpecker
like a
technology.
Safety, yeah, a safety thing that they allowed.
Yeah, but like aesthetically, in terms of how people watch the game, it's not that foreign looking. This is drastically different than your traditional hard shell helmet. It may be, it'd be funny if 10 years down the line, this sounds like such an antiquated segment. Can you believe the Guardian helmets? Whoa, that's going to be so weird. It may actually, this might be the start of that game looking very different.
You were saying that it's optional, and I'm guessing knowing players and knowing Stugatz where it is and how it is, they look for advantages in the smallest of places. There are players throughout sports that will try and wear less padding so they can be slightly more aerodynamic.
Faster, just more comfortable,
just
yes.
Ever yes. So slightly aerodynamic. So it might be a style thing. They don't want to look like that. It looks funny. There's nothing cool or stylish about that look. It looks a bit ridiculous and ultra conservative in terms of looking like safety. But that helmet looks about, it makes the head look, if we were willing to be cruel to aforementioned babies about the size of their head, it makes the head look about twice the size of the average football player, the way they would look with a helmet.
Did I cross a line there? I think baby head size is like where the line is. When I was a baby, I had a really big head and my dad called me pumpkin head. And he still calls me pumpkin head. And guess what? It doesn't hurt my feelings because I did have a pumpkin head and I grew into it.
I thought that the line was Boban's ears, but I got that wrong.
Well, Tony was the one that jumped on you for that. It wasn't me.
Just imagine you're this fan that took that photo with Stugatz, wondering, hoping if they cover the draft, they might show this picture.
Yeah.
All excited. Hey, you're getting texts. Hey, they were talking about you on the Levitard show. And you tune in and they're just dragging your child.
I wouldn't say it was a dragging. It was pointed out that the baby's head
melon.
Was a lot bigger than Stugatz's entire
body. I think someone called that kid
body.
A freak. I don't remember
no,
who
No, that's not what happened.
Someone said it.
That's what Dan said about Boban.
Who said it?
Stan Van Gundy, I think. I don't know. Candace Parker was number 3, by the way.
Wow.
Looked it up.
Nice.
What's the rest of the list look like?
I have no idea. Cheryl Mill. Caitlin Clark was not in my top 5.
Oh, wow.
Shots fired.
Howdy, folks. It's Mike Ryan. And as you know, you're probably a sports fan. You know it's playoff time. And you probably have a team that you want to root on. And maybe you're like me and you're not a season ticket holder, so you miss the first crack at getting tickets. So what do? You check the secondary market. Well, let me tell you about my best friend in that secondary market, because I've tried them all, and no one's as good as Game Time, the only ticketing app that gives you complete peace of mind with your purchase. You get to see the view from your seat on your phone before you buy the tickets. All-in pricing shows your total cost up front, so there are no surprises. Buy tickets in seconds with just 2 taps. I'm telling you, folks, this is a personal endorsement from me. I was using Game Time long before they joined us, and I'm so happy they're with us so I can preach the good word. Trust me, folks, Game Time, that is what you need. Take the guesswork out of buying NBA tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code DAN for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code DAN for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed.